This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Real quick, because I know you got some things to share as the day goes along. They're playing cornhole right outside the studio.
It's right here. Yeah.
And I guess we're just supposed to pretend like it's not insanely distracting.
Hey, let me see. Are they out here right now? No.
Just beanbags flying back and forth. Thankfully.
Someone just lost in Jenga, too, in the kitchen.
Well, thankfully.
Did Alyssa win?
It looks like it's on pause now. Well, Abe is clapping, and Abe had the whole office on a friendly wager about what was happening here.
There ain't no way Alyssa lost. I wasn't betting them because Alyssa winning on Jenga.
Remember when they made Charlie get on the floor for Jenga?
Oh dear God. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was awful.
I'm good.
Oh, Charlie brought me a – oh, man.
That's what we're doing.
No, Hammer brought me an old-fashioned.
Oh, I didn't know it was that type of
– I've had Hammer's – I've had Hammer's old fashions before.
What's up?
Well,
it's a tailgate.
There goes the show.
It's a tailgate. Boy. I'm going to shoot the old fashioned.
I dare you.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Hey. No, hey, I'll give. What'd you just say during the break? I'll give you $5. I'll give you $5. Oh, wait. Oh, we got a Alyssa won Jenga. That
I'm telling you, that I was a sucker's bet.
It looks like Alyssa and Garrosh won Jenga. They're
Alyssa,
over here taking
Alyssa
pictures.
Alyssa is
with
a genius. She could probably do a Rubik's Cube in like less than a day or whatever, how long it takes.
James trying to turn this party out.
What was I about to say? Oh, I had the worst old fashioned the other day. Like
did
the
you?
Worst. It was bad. It was bad. I was like,
where
this
did
is
you have it? You made it?
Nah.
Yo, you don't want to bust them out?
Nah. And it wasn't even an establishment, but I was like,
oh, your boy made you a bad one.
Yeah, I was like,
oh no.
I said, let me go back.
That's
and get
no
this.
Good.
Let me get this other drink, man.
That's no good.
The other drink was really good.
Okay.
But usually it's like, all right, old fashioned. That's where I'm gonna go first. Let me see what that is. I was like, this is it, you know what? It wasn't. It wasn't, like, bad. I guess this makes it bad. It was just, like, all liquor. Like, all just Robitussin. I was like, jeez.
I don't know why, but hearing you say all liquor is funny. I'm not exactly sure why. The thing about you, though, you're not really a big drinker.
Nah.
So I don't, like, you've said this repeatedly. Alcohol doesn't taste good. You don't like the taste of alcohol.
The only thing I like is Baker Family Wines.
Oh, man. Well, wine is different.
Yeah.
Wine is different.
I really do, too. And like I said, white wines, that's my bag. I like what they do with the red wines, too, but white wines is my bag.
Yeah, them bold reds, man, that's my bag. Yeah. That's my bag.
So what we're going to do today, NFL kickoff day, you guys know I like to do these things, right? A kickoff for the season or a championship or something like that. I think we did it for the NBA Finals, and it really depressed Kings fans because it was just a bunch of bad historical tidbits
in
the NBA.
So did you do better this time?
I hope so. I think so.
I'm strongly getting the feeling you didn't.
On this day, this team lost after being up 24-0 in the biggest game of their lives.
This is...
On this day, the 49ers muffed two punts.
On this day, Kyle Williams was signed by the San Francisco 49ers.
Come on, man. That's cold.
No, we're going to have
business.
Just interesting facts about most teams in NFL.
Interesting or heartbreaking, 32. Depending on who you are.
And let's start with the two teams playing tonight.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. How about them Cowboys?
They have the most consecutive winning seasons in the NFL, in NFL history. 20 straight winning seasons. As I look, it was from 66.
Can I call timeout?
Yeah.
Why are people texting, "It's good to be right"?
I don't
got that all marked down. All of you.
Like, what are y'all doing?
Thank you, brother.
My man's trying to give some trivia and some footnotes. Thank you, Hammer.
Did I say I was doing price picks during the NBA Finals?
See,
no, I didn't say that. What are you talking about?
This league is such a fraudulent.
TCG, Filthy, Manny, we got all of you.
This is
we got all of them.
This is worse than the legal ID read. Look at Zabo just kicking back. This league is in shambles. What a disaster.
Zabo, will you rejoin the league for $5? So I didn't do anything.
I'm sorry. So the Cowboys?
The most consecutive winning seasons in NFL history from 66 to 86, it looks like, or maybe 85, however that goes. Winning seasons for 20 straight years. That's
goodness gracious.
I know that. That's great. They only
four. Does 500 count as a winning season?
I don't think so. That's what I was thinking too. I don't think so.
That's how they qualify Mike Tomlin.
All right, man, why don't you relax?
What
is your problem today?
I was gonna say, what?
I don't know that Mike would even be at 21 yet, would he? He's been the coach for a long time, but I don't know that it's been that long.
Has he been 2000? What are we looking at? 2004 would be that? Has he been? No, because they made the Super Bowl around that time with Bill Cowher and the bus and all that. So I don't think Mike's
been that long.
Yeah, when they beat the Seahawks.
He's at 18.
Right
now.
That's right.
Tomlin's
that's
at 18.
Right, that's right.
Mm. Yeah. So
18 winning seasons, three of them are 8-8.
That's good to know for Cowboys fans. You guys, congratulations. Good. Let's go to the Eagles. Former owner Burt Bell, excuse me.
Them James Ham drinks, boy. Man. Go ahead, a sip, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Former Eagles owner.
As long as he wants to kiss you and not me, it's fine.
There's today's show title.
Former Eagles owner Burt Bell created the NFL draft.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the factoid. The league can thank the Eagles for the NFL draft.
I need you to give me a little.
You want another team?
No. I need you to give me a little bit. No, I need more on how he created the NFL draft. What did he say? I got an idea. What? How did that happen?
It's just a quick tidbit. I don't know. But he created the NFL draft. That's probably why he made it 30 rounds.
You know what this is? I don't know if you've ever heard the wake-up call segment, Did You Know What, Kevin?
No.
Kevin gives a factoid like you did.
Yeah.
But then they ask him a bunch of questions, and he doesn't know the answers. The funny thing about what he does is he just starts making stuff up. I follow up. Yo, tell me more about him creating the draft. I don't know. It's just a sentence they gave
me. Wait, no, ask me again. Ask me again.
Tell me more about the Eagles owner creating the NFL draft.
So in 1845, they had an idea of how to get these players on the team.
Yeah.
And Bert said, well, why don't we just have a draft? And they end up having a draft, and it started off as 21 rounds, and it's now down to the 7 rounds that we have today.
Do you know what Bert Bell's ultimate legacy is?
What?
He's who they named Bert from Bert and Ernie after.
Are you serious?
No. I'm absolutely not serious.
It's so stupid. Cause I low-key believed you at first, too. You just delivered it perfectly.
I said, wait a minute. How is that not the fact?
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty interesting.
Oh my God. Oh, this show is great.
Oh man.
We'll come back. And God knows what shape we'll be in after drinking these drinks from James Hamm. We talked yesterday very, very briefly during power rankings, four in, four out, all that different stuff. And there's a couple of teams that insiders, reporters, fans are really high on. We're a little skeptical over. I think we each have a couple. Okay. We'll talk about those. Okay. It's Thilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You got another, because the first tidbit was fantastic. You have another?
I do. I think this one might be even better.
Okay.
Okay, let's just go with the regular one, right? We'll do Friday's game. Chiefs against Chargers. The Chiefs have the longest field goal in a Super Bowl, 57 yards.
Okay.
That's whatever. This one, I had to check on. I wasn't trying to get chatty house, and I still might be getting chatty house, okay. But I've got two sources.
Okay.
The Chargers are named after a credit card.
All right. Let's check this one out, guys.
The Los Angeles Chargers were an original AFL team and began in the AFL's maiden season in 1960. The original owner was Baron Hilton, who took over the Hilton Hotels chain founded by his father, Conrad. Hilton had quite a few other projects in the works, including a credit card called Carte Blanche.
It checks out.
Okay.
I never knew that.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's good, everybody.
The Chargers are named after, so you charge your credit card, the Chargers.
That's interesting.
So dumb.
No, it's very stupid. That is just dumb.
That's why they have a curse. Well,
change their name.
Did you know American Express got their name because they were the first credit card that was available across the whole country?
Is that true?
No, it's absolutely not.
It's the delivery.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's the delivery.
I waited.
It's the delivery, man.
Who knows about American Express? Damon says it's sure fun. I'm not going to fight you on American Express.
That's the delivery, man. Come on, man.
This is my new favorite thing. This is the
best. I'm not going to believe anything you say anymore.
That's fine. Perfectly fine.
Oh man.
Goodness gracious.
You know what else is fine?
Oh no, it is hot in here all of a sudden.
Oh, how many sips have you had?
Oh, only like two or three, but
well, that'll do it. This is
a James Ham drink.
That'll do it. And look, Prize Picks.
The question is, who's the Raiders head coach? This is the Kyle Madsen Trivia League out here to the Odyssey office.
What
the
color question is the football?
This is our way of participating is we're going to make fun of Kyle and his questions. Who's the Raiders head coach? Oh, here's a new one. Who holds the 49ers single season record for passing yards?
Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, it's Jeff Garcia, I think, right? Unless Brock beat that recently.
Brock might have with that.
See,
42.
That's the thing. All these,
I think it's Jeff Garcia.
All these records are going to die because of the extra game.
Yeah, it's going to be like home run records.
That's what it is. That's whatever. Yeah. Well, no, that's not quite why home run records die. But okay.
Prize Fix. You guys already know.
Do you know why they call it a home run?
Why do they call it a home run? Why?
Because the first guy who hit one was in a hurry, so when he ran around the house, he just ran around the bases.
Oh,
he just ran out of the stadium and went home.
No, he's headlining. You can tell he's lying this time.
Some good stuff right there. Why do they call it Prize Picks?
Well, they call it Prize Picks because, well, quite honestly, when you make the right picks, you get a prize. This one is not difficult. This one is not difficult at all.
Hey, look. I'm heavy on my lineups right now. I'm heavy on my lineups.
The original tagline was "Get your prizes."
I would believe you.
Yeah,
no,
that's fine. That's fine.
I'm heavy on my lineups right now, though. Yesterday, I gave you that all Raiders Patriots lineup that I have. I'm gonna have an all Niners Seahawks one tomorrow. Today, I got my season totals ready to go. My season totals ready to go. And I went with the big four plus one, the quarterbacks. They got Patrick Mahomes at 4.5 300 plus yard games, passing games.
Okay.
I went less. He hasn't had four or more 300 plus passing yard games in two seasons.
Really?
Yeah. He had three, I think, last year.
Okay.
So I went less on that. I don't think he's going to get five this year.
Uh-huh.
Here's the plus one. I went Brock Purdy.
Okay.
They got him at 3,824 passing yards. In his first two full seasons of football, he went 42-80 and then 38-64. And we remember how last year went with disaster, no receivers, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. He should get 38-24 this year. Lamar Jackson. 7.5 interceptions. I went less. Outside of one weird season where he had 13 interceptions, he just doesn't throw them. He doesn't throw interceptions. He hasn't had more than seven outside of that one year. I'm going less. Josh Allen, passing yards, 37-49. Oh. They took the ball out of his hands last year. That's why it was less than this. I think even if they do kind of scale back his passing attempts like they did last year, I think he's getting 3,800 yards passing. So I went more with that. And then the last one, Joe Burrow, 33.5 passing touchdowns. When he's been healthy, he hasn't had any less than 34 touchdowns. So if you go less, I think you're banking on the fact that he won't stay healthy. So I went more. So you can do the same thing. They got all these season lineups that you could put out there. And if you download the Prize Picks app, put in the promo code KIFM, you get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Just put in that promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Zorn. Is Zorn on the board? Zorn's on the board. After TCG, Filthy McNasty, Chatty House After Party, Kyle Renata, Russ Dog, all got eliminated for the day.
Oh, man. You was trying to give a factoid and they thought you was doing a Prize Picks read. That is crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Congrats to Soren. Zabo still watching the league from a distance.
Look, Zabo's like, the hell with this.
He's still watching. He's keeping up on it.
All right. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. You mentioned Cincinnati a minute ago. Cincinnati finished last season really strong. A lot of people, James Hamm included, had Cincinnati in the Super Bowl, are really high on the Bengals. Are you?
I think they're going to make the playoffs. James got them in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think James. I can't.
I thought he said Buffalo.
Oh, did he say Buffalo?
Yeah, I think he said. Who was the NFC team he said? I can't remember.
But I can't remember. I thought he said Bengals.
Yeah, I think he said Bengals. Yeah, I think he's got Bengals, Bills in the AFC.
Well, he's right there pouring drinks, for God's sakes.
He's having the time of his life right now.
Jesus Christ, James. I hope he's. Yeah.
Hey, we
got a little tip jar for my man.
I'm not going to say much because I ain't trying to get us in trouble, but it's been a wild party. When you talk about some of the things, some of the activities going on, there was cash on.
There's two.
There's cash. And we got old fashions. Hey, man.
That's
it's
shit.
Like the old days.
This is, well, by the old days, he means the 80s. That's what he means. Oh, man. And there are some people out there who can't hold their liquor.
There are some people
out there who are going to be in awful shape when that Uber comes to pick them up.
Hold the Uber.
There is a fleet of Ubers lined up outside the Odyssey Studios right now.
It's like a concert. Just waiting.
Just waiting. And shout out to our girl Sylvia, who is directly outside her window, working as hard as can be.
Out here grinding, man. Shout out, Sylvia. Happy anniversary.
Sylvia is the woman who you walk in and her smile is just like, that's good. It's a good day.
I agree.
It's a good day.
I agree. But let's go with the fact that James said the Bengals. I'm not that high on them. I think they'll make the playoffs. I got the Ravens winning that division. So if they do, they'd have to make a run through the wild card and on the road the whole time. I think they've got the talent on the offensive end to go anywhere and win. You know how I feel about Joe Burrow. I think he's the best pure passer in the game. I think he's going to have another monster season. Jamar Chase, who left Nike today, by the way, for some upstart company called Fan Bricks or Fan something. He's the first person signed.
Okay, I got some questions. Aspiration. Like, what is this?
Yo, check with the Bengals right now, man.
Hey, someone. Pablo, look into this immediately.
Check with the Bengals right now. But Jamar Chase is arguably the best wide receiver in the game right now. So with that combination – and you got T. Higgins on the side as well. They can go anywhere and win in the playoffs. I would not be shocked if the Bengals made it to the Super Bowl. I'm not picking them to, but I wouldn't be shocked because of that talent they have on the offensive end.
Shout out. Just need the defense to just be average.
Just, that's it, right?
Let's not
that's
have really two nine-game losing streaks, defense.
Just stay in front of your guy for two dribbles.
Just don't give up 500 yards a game, and it'll be fine.
Stay in front of your
I don't even know if the defensive game plan is working because they're not doing it.
Have you had anything to drink?
No, I'm just happy today, I guess.
Vibes are up. Fable.
Jesse is eviscerating anyone he can think of, whether they worked here or it's Luke Walton.
I love it just because I'm in a good mood, too.
Well, Luke Walton, it's just a Thursday. That's
a good point.
It's just a Thursday.
That's a good
point. Fable Ticks is who.
Excuse me?
Fable Ticks is who Jamar Chase signed with. The first NFL player to sign an endorsement.
There's no way that's real.
I think it's Fabletics.
Fabletics?
Oh, for God! Damn it!
No, you're right on that one, Fabletics.
I got you.
That makes more sense. Fabletics makes more sense. Quit. You heard it. That was with the T. That was with the T. That was with the T.
I don't think it was, Kevin.
No, that was with the T. I said T.
Football season's back.
That was with a T. With a T. No flag. Ref saw it too. With a T.
I got real tears coming out of my eyes right now.
Fabletics. Fabletics is 100% what it is. I still never heard of
him. Not that other one
either. Not either. I still never heard of him. I don't know what a Fabletics is.
I had some shorts, I think, or something like that.
So you've seen the brand before?
Yeah, I've seen the brand. It's not like popular. It's getting more popular.
Well, Jamar Chase will help.
Yeah.
When stuff like that happens, I always like, I don't want to be a prisoner to the brand, right? Because if Nike is paying him If Nike's paying him $400,000 and Fabletics is paying him $1.2 million.
Fable what?
Is paying him $1.2 million. I don't want to be like, you should just stay with Nike. Well, bro, they're giving you a crazy bag. Like, yeah, I might wear XJ900s if they give me $1.5 million. So, yeah. All right.
I've seen this company before. I've seen the logo before.
I haven't seen it before. He's the first NFL player.
If I'm being honest, I kind of thought it was like a Fashion Nova, you know what I mean? Like a cheaper.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe they're stepping there, you know, getting into sponsorships.
You can get a $9 bra, leggings for 2 for $24. Huh. That's what the website says.
Well, shout out to Jamar Chase.
So the Bengals.
I think the Bengals can be good on offense. I ain't even going to say the other side of the ball.
The team, I think, bro, that's tough.
That's tough. What do you think people are doing too much with the Bengals?
No, I think people are doing too much with the Broncos.
Ooh,
that's the one. Now, ooh. I don't see people talking about the Broncos as Super Bowl contenders. Mm. I haven't seen that. Mm. And it's not even that. It's not that I have the Broncos in the playoffs. Like it's not that. It's like I know y'all love Sean Payton. I understand he's a good coach. I understand we're really high on Bo Nix, and that defense is terrific. It just feels like the hype around them is really loud, and sometimes that's just I don't want to say it's a recipe for disaster. I just think sometimes, you know, we buy into something a little too much, and it's like, yeah, they hear it. Mm-hmm. They can pretend like they don't. Sean Payton could say, we don't listen to that. And like, no, you do. And even if you're not listening to it, you're hearing it.
Right.
Quote Wesley Snipes or Woody Harrelson. I can't remember. Yeah, it was Wesley Snipes. But I'm not sure. Like, I'm a little more in on that than the other team I'm skeptical about. And that was the team that you had at five.
Minnesota Vikings, yeah, man.
I get it. I get, and this is partly, like, you know, ha-has aside, it's part of the reason I leaned on the New York Giants thing yesterday. When I was trying to find that, like, who could be that team that just kind of turns thing around? And I said the Giants. Jacksonville would be a big turnaround, but Jacksonville is predicated on their offense, and it's predicated on Trevor Lawrence and him potentially, you know, entering that upper echelon of quarterbacks. For the Giants, it's their defense. It's Russell Wilson and perhaps at some point Jackson Dart being serviceable at the quarterback position, but that defense, which already has some really strong components to it, potentially becoming a top 5-4-3 defense in the league.
Right.
I'm not sure. Minnesota's established, and you have Justin Jefferson, but you're putting a lot on what essentially is a rookie quarterback. You know, a Joel Embiid type rookie quarterback. Well, I think Joel missed 2 years. He only missed one, but that's a lot of weight. Yeah. And you know, that weight gets a little lighter when you're throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson. Yeah. That weight gets a little lighter when your defense can force a three and out on five straight possessions. But still, you're carrying, I think to a certain degree, you're also carrying the burden of last year's team. Mm-hmm. That was your team. You got hurt. Sam Darnold took over. Sam Darnold established himself as a starting quarterback in the NFL again, mm-hmm. and, you know, left for Seattle. And now it's like, with all parties being, you know, acceptable to that. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, all right, this is your team. This team was really successful last year. So that's what you're working with. That's the one where I just, that's the one where I'm just not sure about. And that division. With the Lions, with the Packers, and whatever the Bears wind up being, like that's a, to me, that's a tall task for Minnesota.
To your point about J.J. McCarthy and just putting him in that position as a rookie, as a first year guy, essentially. Sam Darnold last year threw for 4,319 yards, 35 touchdowns, 12 picks. Does JJ, can JJ replicate that in his first year?
Yeah, and how many years was Darnold in the league when he did that?
Yeah, this was his fifth, sixth year in the league at that point. Mm. So, to a certain degree, I don't think they're going to ask McCarthy to do that. And that was a 14-3 team. I'm not expecting him to be 14-3. Like,
yeah.
They'll maybe 11, 12 wins, something like that, 11 yeah. wins. And, you know, the numbers will be a little less for McCarthy, and he could still play well enough for them to win 11 games. But I'm putting faith in the coach, Kevin O'Connell. I believe he is one of those top offensive play callers, mm-hmm. and he'll put him in positions.
He absolutely is.
To be successful.
They got Thielen back.
They got Thielen. Like it's Justin Jefferson. He's going to be doing his thing. Addison, I think
out the first
hurt.
Three. No, he's out, he suspended the first three games.
That's what he is. I knew he was out for a few weeks. So he'll be suspended.
Aaron Jones is their running back.
Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason.
Mason. Yeah.
And Aaron Jones was really good last year. He was really good last year. So putting a lot of stock into the coaching staff. Brian Flores on the defensive end as well. I think that playing in Minnesota is also one of the true home field advantages in the league with that dome and with everybody doing the skull chants and everything like that. So I'm banking on that when I say they're going to be one of the better teams in the league this year.
Okay.
Also, I'm bought in on Denver's hype too.
I understand.
Yeah, I think they can win that division. I told Kyle the insiders earlier, I think they can make a run to the AFC Championship.
See, I wouldn't be
like 3,700 yards, I think. Yeah, 3,700 yards, 29 touchdowns, 12 picks last year. I like Cortland Sutton. They drafted R.J. Harvey this year. You got J.K. Dobbins if the rookie doesn't work out. And that defense, I think everyone's just expecting to just be the defense this season.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I just – unless these two teams play each other, which could possibly happen, I don't see them beating Baltimore and Buffalo to get to a Super Bowl.
If they can run the football this season, then I'll be bought in more, I think. Because if that defense is what we're expecting come January or whatever, and they can run the football, I think that'll be enough.
It's
a little bit of a hot take.
What about Minnesota?
Minnesota, I see it like 7-8 wins.
Yeah, okay. I don't think their
defense is as strong as Denver's. I love Justin Jefferson for me. He's like still the best receiver in the league, but it's just I wonder if they're going to struggle without Addison in the first three games. Dalen is old now.
Here's the one thing I'll throw at you, though. You don't like Detroit either.
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say I don't like Detroit. It's just okay. I got the Packers winning that division and for 4-4 out. I was playing with them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay.
If I had to be safe, yesterday, I would have said the Bucs are out, but I can see the Detroit thing.
If Kevin O'Connell, this is unfair to a certain degree, because I think regardless of what happens, I think he's a good coach. But if he's everything everybody says he is,
he's a good coach.
You should not be 8-8. Like, you shouldn't.
Do so much with a rookie quarterback,
though.
Well,
you can make the argument that's a division full of good coaches.
Yeah.
That's Ben Johnson in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, when we talk about those offensive play callers the other day, he was up there, whether I agree or not, with Kyle, at least according to defensive coordinators in the league, with Kyle and Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Above Andy Reid.
I feel like 8-9 with a rookie quarterback would be a successful season for them.
I don't think so.
No?
Not after what they did last year.
And yeah, the quarterback's gone, though.
Yeah, but with that defense that you have, like they are banking on Sam Darnold being replaceable.
The playmakers around them, too. You've got
Justin Jefferson's there. You brought Thielen back. You have Aaron Jones there.
Kevin O'Connell, I need you to win 10 games. 10 games. I need – if you're – everybody was – I think after they beat the Niners – I think Kyle said like he might be the best play caller in the game today.
What if JJ's just not that guy though? What if it just takes a little bit of time?
So I'm with you. I just don't think the idea of 7 or 8 games is successful. I think that's a disaster for them. I'm with you in the sense of I think a lot of this conversation is going to lead us back to the Packers. You and I, me and Jesse, are higher on the Packers than KC is. Detroit, I think like Detroit a little bit more than Jesse does, maybe not as much as KC does. And I think the highest anyone is on the Bears is Jesse. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's a 15-2, 14-3 team in that division right now. But there's some good teams. And I just wonder if Minnesota winds up, even if we just talk about an improving Chicago team, I think Minnesota might get the brunt of that. And that's why I just keep looking at them like I'm not there with everybody else.
But Jesse asked the question, what if JJ's not that guy? Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't that guy, and Kyle Shanahan found a way to get success. Double digit seasons.
Is Kevin O'Connell that good?
Jimmy G had some seasons under his belt.
That's how they talked about him, though.
But I don't think they
Jimmy G had some seasons under his belt. Like he played got some starts under the Patriots. Like there was something there, but like McCarthy is just starting out. Like I feel like if you go 8-9 with a rookie quarterback, then that's like a real solid floor.
Mm.
Yeah. I need more than that.
I think 8. Tennessee Cam Ward. Tennessee goes 8-9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
excited. You're talking absolutely Super Bowls in like 3 seasons. Or
absolutely,
something.
Because Tennessee's a bad football team.
Right.
Minnesota's not.
They've got
Minnesota collectively isn't a bad football team.
That's my thing. I think they've got pieces around JJ where you could if you're like I said, not to say he's a bad coach either way, but if you're one of those top coaches, you can figure some things out around that. I think that's what LaFleur has done a lot of the times in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had the greatest personnel, but they've figured it out with Jordan Love or with the guys that they have. That's why he's looked at in my eyes as one of those top coaches in the game. And so Kevin O'Connell, he had a great job. He did a great job last year. Do it again. Let's do it again. I think you can do it again.
Look at these some of these final scores for Minnesota last year in their 14-3 season.
I think they were 9-1 in one score games or something.
23-17 against your boys. 31-29 against the Packers. 23-17 against the Jets. 21-13, that is a one-score game against the Colts. 12-7 against the Jaguars. 30-27, Chicago. 23-22, Arizona. 27-24, Seattle. 27-25, Green Bay. I ask you, the one, yeah, I didn't count there, but the one they lost to Detroit, 31-29. Mm-hmm. Can a rookie quarterback win those games for you? What, no matter what you think about Sam Darnold, he's a veteran quarterback who's comfortable in these moments. Mm-hmm. Can J.J. McCarthy win you games like that? Don't answer me, because we got to go to break. We'll come back. Steelo and KC here on the opening night of NFL action that you can catch here. It's the Cowboys. It's the Eagles beginning at 4:45 today on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Our man Mitch here. Mitch, what's up, buddy? Oh.
That wasn't me.
That's fine. All right, well. Guess the hell with D'Lo and KC then.
All right, man.
He'll be back in a minute.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Appreciate you, Mitch.
Yeah, shout out, Mitch. I thought we were boys, man.
I guess not. Not in this world, pal. Jeez. Not in this world. Let's see.
I think you might want to defend Sam.
Who do we think won trivia? Because it looks
like Dallas won. That's my guess.
Dallas, yeah.
That's my guess, yeah.
Can we also
go behind my studio now?
No, it's definitely happening. I'm trying to figure out if they're taking pictures. I'm trying to figure out who won trivia.
Do you want me to go ask?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go ask. Yeah. Ask James what a Super Bowl pick too was. I swear he said Bengals, and I can't remember the NFC team he said.
I can't imagine James liking a team that doesn't play defense in any sport.
That's a good point.
Our guy JC, shout out Modesto, says that Dallas smoked trivia.
Ooh, oh, yeah, it's believable. Yeah.
Count it.
Count what?
Count it.
Count what? Grab James real quick. Ask him his Super Bowl. James, Hammer. Hey, what was your Super Bowl pick again? It was the Bengals and who?
The Bengals and Lions.
The Bengals and Lions.
Bengals and Lions.
The Bengals and Lions are our Hammer Super Bowl pick. All right. So James is all in on the Bengals. James is all in on the Bengals. All right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. You're right. I'm stunned to hear this. James is all in on a team that does not play defense whatsoever.
That's news to me.
James is all
Katrina
about
says she got her money on Kyle for trivia. Kyle was the host for trivia out there, so that's why he couldn't win.
Give me that point, though. Give me that point.
Point for what?
Give me that point.
A point for what?
Just give him a point or something.
Yeah.
A pity point?
Yeah, give him a point.
What was the name of that athletic company again? You got factoid you want to give out?
I do have a factoid, but look, I do want to say, because look, I keep it real. I keep it real at all times.
Yep.
I saw Miller give Dallas the card.
the Amazon card. He gets to spend $40 in Amazon.
That's how I knew Dallas won. He gave him the card.
He's saying is he cheated again. Cheated again. That's what he's saying. Bro, you're a fraud. You're such a fraud. Goodness gracious.
All right. I got two more factors. While we're talking about the Bengals.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to fact check this one, so we'll see.
Okay. Did you get these facts from Twitter?
No.
Did you get them from the Chatty House?
No.
All right.
All right. I won't tell you where I got.
No, Jesus Christ! From Instagram. But look, got them on TikTok.
They're all right so far.
Right after my 9/11 conspiracy video popped up, I got the.
They're all right
the so
far.
The Buffalo Bills next.
Cincinnati Bengals, named after the Bengal stove, not the animal.
All right, enough,
Kenny. Come on.
Enough. Yeah.
Come on. Stop it.
That's what the streets are saying. That's what the streets are saying. Then I got two more. Seahawks, 49ers, because they play each other on Sunday. The 49ers invented the shotgun formation. Nice little fact there. Everybody's in the shotgun nowadays. We changed the game. And this is interesting. The Seahawks, only team to play in the AFC and NFC championship games. Good knowledge.
I think you're wrong about the Bengals.
You are absolutely wrong about the Bengals.
Looking like
God bless
it. No. Look, that one, I just did that because we were talking about the Bengals. I wouldn't go on record with that one. That don't even sound right.
The city, okay, no.
That don't even
sound right. It's named after the damn Bengals.
Yeah, that don't even sound right. But I told you guys, I fact-checked the Chargers one. That one I just threw out because we were talking about the Bengals. But my two were the Niners and the Seahawks. Niners invented the Chargers.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even believe you about fact-checking the Chargers.
Yeah. That one was crazy, so I was like, let me check. The Bengals one, we were talking about the Bengals. That's why I said that. I would have checked that one because that don't even sound right. But the Seahawks playing the only teams in the AFC and NFC championship game is good for them. Didn't know that.
Yeah, so the Chargers' original owner was hotel heir Baron Hilton, son of Hilton Hotels and co-founder Conrad Hilton, blah, blah, blah. According to the official website of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Baron Hilton agreed after his general manager, frankly, picked the Chargers' name when he purchased an AFL franchise for Los Angeles. I liked it because they were yelling charge and sounding the bugle at Dodger Stadium at USC games.
They're named after the credit cards. The credit card.
What credit card?
It was Carte Blanche. That was the name of the credit card.
All right, I think we got to cancel this.
That one didn't even come from this list. That was from the internet.
At this point, this is tales of the NFL. It might not be.
Are you saying carte blanche?
Carte blanche? That's what I just said.
No, I'm asking you. I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying carte blanche.
Yeah.
Kenny, you're full of crap, dude.
So look.
Yeah, the Chargers are named after MasterCard.
Look. All right, just like I did. Look. I'll stop it down. Just like I did with Dallas Wood and the whole thing. You gave me an idea once you said what Kevin did for the thing. So these are really on this list that I have, but I picked the ones that sound ridiculous, like the ones that are like the Bengals one and the Chargers one. I don't believe those at all. So now, I looked up the Chargers one, but it didn't have the same definition that's on this list that I have.
There's a tie-in though that is accurate. Carte Blanche began in 1958 when the Hilton Hotel Travel and Entertainment Card was renamed. Hilton sold Carte Blanche to First National City Bank in 1966. I'm scrolling through Carte Blanche. By the way, if you never heard it, it's because it was a Diners Club card. However, it was an upper-level charge card on par with what the American Express Platinum card is today. Carte Blanche card in North America, now a branded MasterCard issued by BMO under its Diner Club International brand license, carried a $300 annual fee as of April 2015 and offers an extensive menu of perks.
That is not why the Chargers are called the Chargers. So the one, Latwood and the Bengals one, I looked at that, I said, that can't be true.
Did we work ourselves into ridiculous. A shoot? What just happened?
I'm telling you. When he said Kevin does.
What would have been funnier is if you hadn't told us.
Well, I'm not going to do this all show.
Well, sir, what are we supposed to do the next 2 hours?
30 minutes of content.
I'm not going to do this. I'll give you the ones that are factual like that, like the Seahawks and the Niners. Those are the real ones.
So there's no way you didn't improvise these. The carte blanche thing?
I looked at, so when I saw it on the list, I was like, that sounds ridiculous. And I looked up the real meaning of Chargers or where they got the name from. And it was something, it wasn't nothing about a credit card. And I just scrolled to make sure that wasn't the truth. And I did come up on that story that said carte blanche. But it doesn't say that's why they're called the Chargers. On the little list, it says they're called the Chargers for credit card charging.
That's pretty funny.
So I was like, that is not why they're called the Chargers. But let's see if I can pull off a Kevin.
It's Did You Know with Kenny.
Let's see if I can pull a Kevin.
We're just going to jack this segment from the wake-up call and call it Did You Know with Kenny. You have to hear how Kevin does the intro, and you have to do it the same way he does it.
I'm going to work on that.
Did You Know with Kenny? Yay, Kenny! That's what it sounds like.
The Bengals one sounded too ridiculous, so that's why I had to. Bengals that's why I had to hilarious. Come clean. I had to come clean.
Bengals one is hilarious. Absolutely.
A Bengals stone.
I pray to God that Coach Brendan Marion is not listening to this show right now. I don't imagine that Coach has laughed in 5 days.
No, ain't nothing funny.
No, ain't nothing funny about what's going on in Sac State.
Hey, Coach, did you know what the Chargers are named after?
Ain't nothing funny about that.
Hey, Coach, did you know that the Hornets at Sac State have nothing to do with the actual Hornet?
Pretty funny, right?
Did you know that the Hornets were named after a Hornet tree that was the first tree saw on Sac State's campus?
Dr. David said, did you know Grant's dad created the Juneteenth holiday?
Oh, goodness gracious.
He was a civil rights
goodness
activist.
Goodness gracious.
The likes of Dr. King.
Oh, they knew any man. Quotes, too.
Oh, man. That's great.
We want to talk to Mitch now?
Oh, is he back? Well, he's as long back. As he doesn't hang up on us.
Yeah, Mitch.
What's up, Mitch?
Jesse, sorry.
Mitch, you're on the actual show,
no,
by the way.
Yeah. We're
it's us, yeah. Mitch.
Mitch. We're live, pal.
That wasn't my fault. That's the Wi-Fi. It's like every town has a spot, and it always finds me or I find it. Maybe you know who will fix that problem, too.
Oh, well,
you know. That was interesting to pick there, Kenny. The name of the show. I think they should have named it Matadors. All the fellow Spanish and California especially. More power to us, Jesse, right? Come on, I'm here, Colombian. Come on, we're joined together.
Mitch, I'm not from Colombia.
Okay, I'm driving. I'm trying to do everything right here.
No, Mitch, be safe, Mitch.
Mitch, what do you think about the Raiders?
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I think the 49ers and Raiders have strong running games. They might make the playoffs for them. I like the chances of the 49ers getting the division. They're more than the Raiders. Thanks for taking my call.
No, you got
it. I guess I got the whole room all riled up. Thank you.
I don't know what the hell just happened.
Thank you. Shout out to my boy Mitch, man.
He's talking about finding Wi-Fi spots, having trouble.
Who is you know who?
I don't know.
I'm going to be thinking about that for weeks. Who the hell is you know who?
Oh, man.
This you is know. The stupidest show that has ever been allowed on the radio.
Dude, he almost choked on the call.
So much happened in that short time frame.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious.
Shout out Mitch, man. That's my guy. That is my guy right there.
Okay.
Thank you at the end. Was perfect.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, as we keep it moving, Coach Brendan Marion. Sac State hasn't canceled the call yet, so Coach Brendan Marion will be with us in about 15 minutes. Matt George will be with us a little bit over an hour from now. A little bit of basketball news. Cam Thomas signed his qualifying offer today.
Yeah.
Cam Thomas probably had the most like standalone situation of the other two in that Cam did not have a market at all, including with Brooklyn. So Brooklyn basically said, we'll take the 24 points per game. Here's $6 million. But we'll talk with Matt about that coming up a little bit over an hour from now. We'll talk Raiders coming up here in just a little bit as well. Rams say Matt Stafford will start on Sunday. We talked a lot about the Rams yesterday, and I don't mean to like be dramatic, but I feel like this is one of the most compelling storylines at the beginning of the season because the Rams with Matt Stafford, to me, with Matthew Stafford, are a Super Bowl contending team, in my opinion. That's a team that is on par with Philadelphia, and you know, if you're in on Green Bay or another team out there like that, this is a team where like, yeah, maybe they're not, but one game, like, yeah, like the Rams could be in that game. You take Matt Stafford off of that, there's going to be a lot of questions about whether Sean McVay can replicate the success that Kyle Shanahan with Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy Garoppolo immediately gets away from, you know, a highly skilled play caller and just looks, he doesn't look like a professional quarterback anymore. And if there was ever a coach who could resurrect what Kyle Shanahan did, it's probably Sean McVay. But he's going to have to if Matthew Stafford is gone. And I don't know that he can do that to the point of this being a Super Bowl contending team because, as we have outlined in the past, different team, I understand that. Jared Goff is a very good quarterback. His numbers in Detroit have been terrific. His numbers in Los Angeles were terrific. But they felt they were a quarterback away, a one tier above, shout out Kyle Mattson, quarterback away from being a championship team. And they were. They traded Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford and immediately won the Super Bowl. I do not see. This is a team to me that doesn't make the playoffs if Matthew Stafford is not healthy for a lengthy period of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.